Well, you might remember earlier this week we looked at how books are changing the tiny nation of East Timor, with new libraries popping up all around the country. It's a sign of how far East Timor has come since securing independence from Indonesia more than 10 years ago. Now, East Timor's first feature film. It's about to be released. It's called Beatrice's War, and it's a love story spanning the Indonesian occupation from 1975 to 1999. And unlike the 2009 Australian movie Balibo, that was the one about the execution of the five Australian journalists back in 1975, this film is conceived, performed and directed by young Timorese, with support from volunteer Melbourne filmmakers. Local theatre performer Irim Tolentino has written the script in Tetum, which is the Timorese language, and fellow actor Betty Reyes is the director. Both have been mentored by Melbourne director Luigi Acquisto and his wife film producer Stella Zamataro. Here's Sally Mason speaking with Luigi about Beatrice's War. Luigi explains what the film is about.
It's a story of a young couple. The husband disappears one day because of a dispute with his father. It's assumed that he goes off to war, and then he returns many years later, and the family and his wife, Bertrand, accept him as Martin Guerre. However, as time passes, she starts to suspect that he's an imposter, and eventually there's a trial, and it's proved that he is in fact an imposter. So we've taken that love story and transposed it to East Timor during the years 1975 to 99, and of course it's also imbued with the history of those times, and the imposter's background is a lot darker than it was in the original story. And we decided to hang the story around 1983, which is the time that a massacre happened in a town called Kraras, where in retribution for an attack by the resistance, the Indonesians systematically killed all the men, boys, male children in the village, and it then became known as the Village of Widows. So that's where our character, Tomas, disappears from. So we've been able to incorporate his disappearance with one of the very significant events in the history of the resistance, but one that's not very well known outside Timor. The film is called Beatrice's War, and it is very much about women, about a single perspective, which is Beatrice's perspective, and how she dealt not only with the loss of her husband, but also, you know, fought in the resistance as part of the armed resistance and Falantil, how she then was a critical part of the clandestine movement in her village, how she became the leader of that village, and part of the tension when her husband returns is that she's going to be displaced from that role, given that his family was the Lurai family, the chief of the village. His father was the chief of the village. So it's very much a woman's story, which both often the dialogue in Timor and the history of the resistance and of the people outside of Timor who fought for independence focuses on men. This film quite deliberately set out to focus on women and the role that women played in the resistance and the sacrifices that they made.
With all the men and the male children gone from that village, was there also instances where women like Beatrice then would maybe cohabit with Indonesians, have babies for Indonesians?
Well, that's actually one of the storylines. Not Beatrice, because she remains steadfast, but she actually, in some ways, puts pressure on her sister-in-law, Teresa, to cohabit with the Indonesian commander who fancies her as a way of surviving, as a way of repopulating, and as a way of gathering intelligence about the enemy that can then be passed on to Falantil. And that was common during those times. Yeah, many of those women then had children, and there was a belief that at any cost, Timor needed to repopulate, needed to grow an army, the phrase was, to fight the Indonesians and get them out. And that was fueled by the fact that so many Timorese had died during that period, those 24 years, over a third of the population, 200,000 people, died during that time. And so, yeah, there were many sacrifices made, including at times women being forced to live with Indonesian soldiers. We shot in three locations, none of it in Dili, so all of it was outside of Dili, which again provided a real challenge. We shot in Kasai, which is near Dili, but it's a beautiful area on the coast past Tasitola. We shot in Mubisi, which is the mountains, and that's again a stunning landscape. And then we actually shot in the village of Kradas where the massacre happened.
And where is Kradas?
Kradas is in Bekeki district, so it's about a 7 or 8 hour drive from Dili. And that was very challenging because there was no water, no electricity at all, no wells, so we had to bring everything in. There's a river there where the local people get their water from and bathe, but we had no water. So we needed to bring that in, we had to set up generators, and we were there for 2 weeks. And that was a very special experience because many of the people who were actually there during the massacre in 1983... men who had survived and escaped, but also many of the women who were left behind, were now part of the film. And that was very moving. There was one scene where we're actually reenacting the massacre, and I was very upset and I turned to Betty and say, you know, you have to call action, and Betty's crying. The actor who's playing the Indonesian commander can't start because he's Timorese and he's in tears. And then everyone started weeping, all cast, crew, Timorese, foreigners. And it was, yeah, a very, very special experience. And many of those people actually also advised on the film. They choreographed us through the action. They reenacted the Korametan, which is a ceremony that happens 1 year after someone dies. It literally means untying the black. And that was a real experience because the wailing and the praying is actually a way of connecting and speaking to the ancestors, to the people who died. So they were actually communicating with the people who had died at that time in 83. So all of that was a very powerful moment for all of us, but it's also something that's on the screen and I think differentiates this film from many other films that have been made about massacres, atrocities. But throughout it all, it's still very much the film about a relationship, it's a love story, and all of that's fueled, you know, by this history. And so filming it, Kararas, made all of this, gave it a greater veracity and a greater force. In Australia, hopefully the film will be shown in cinemas, but we have had an acquisition from SBS Television and the World Movie Channel, which is pay television, in Australia from the beginning, and that's also helped finance the film in a modest way. So the film will be shown on television, but before that it will have a theatrical season, and a number of film festivals in Australia have already approached us to premiere the film, as well as we've had a lot of interest from some quite major film festivals overseas. So we're hoping it will do well in at the festival circuit, be shown in Australia, and then tour around Timor, not just in Dili, but it will tour the districts. And that's really the most important aspect of the film's exhibition, that people in Timor see the film. And realise that there's a common history, because even now there's still many communities that don't understand fully the role that other districts and regions played in the struggle for independence. And it was that sort of thinking that contributed to the crisis here in 06, where the country was on the brink of a civil war, because there was a perception that the people from the west of the country didn't really fight the good war, it was only the people from the east, whereas in fact that's not the case. So, you know, this film can also be a very important tool in nation building, in peace building and in, you know, helping a nation understand its own history, particularly in a nation with a very high level of illiteracy, understand its own history as well as understand that, you know, the struggle was by all Timorese, not just select communities.
Luigi Acquisto, director of Fair Trade Films and also a mentor for Dili Filmworks in East Timor, speaking there with Sally Mason. And Beatrice's War, East Timor's first feature film, will be released in February. Wasn't that a moving story about shooting that scene of the massacre?